Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. We're halfway through March already. Now that the dust has settled with our move, we're figuring out what our new budget will look like. The good news is that our estimates about the monthly bills were in the right ballpark. The bad news is we were hit with $2,000 of expenses at the beginning of this month. We had to dip into savings to cover them, but they were for essential things like bracing up the basement and replacing our fridge that had died. I have to admit, it's a little fun to peek and see how others are spending their cash. So I was thinking this episode, we could go over how the average American is spending their money. Personal Capital had released a spending report where they analyzed over 150 million transactions. And two huge expenses in particular they highlighted were cars and food. That'd be fun to go over the numbers and come up with some ways to slash them without living like a pauper. First up, cars. According to Personal Capital, the average American spends about $725 a month to maintain, insure, and gas up one car. How does your spending compare? I think there are two ways you can tackle this and get that number down. First up is the car payment itself. Having a car loan, or for some couples, two of them, can eat up a huge chunk of your money. What we found was best in our situation was paying off our car loan early, and now we pay cash when we need a replacement. Contrary to what some people worry about, we've been able to get some reliable cars through Craigslist, and I sold one of ours through it. With the web, there are many ways you can research and find the right model for your particular needs. Now, in some cities, you may be able to dump your car altogether. Carpooling, taxis, and public transportation have been around for a while and they do work, but now there are different takes on it. Companies like Uber, Lyft, and Zipcar can give you the mobility that you want, but you don't have to have the maintenance and overhead of car ownership. Now, the other big expense they looked at for the average American was food. I know that's kind of big because it talks about eating out and groceries and everything, but specifically, I'm going to look at eating out, and here's where I was really surprised. Personal Capital analyzed what percentage of the food budget was spent on restaurants. For those 20 to 30, it was 60%, and 30 to 50 was about the same. It was just over half of their budget was eating out at restaurants. So how can you save? Have a couple ideas. The first one is really easy. It is planning your dinners ahead. Sounds too easy, doesn't it? But having an idea of what you're going to eat means that when you go to the grocery store, you're more likely to stick to your budget. And then if you want to go further, have a day, maybe once a week or twice a month, where you go ahead, cook those meals ahead of time and freeze them. You don't have to do all your meals, just a few of them. What's great about this is, let's admit it, some days you come home from work and you're tired and you don't want to cook a meal. All you have to do is look in your freezer, pop out that meal you already prepared, and heat it up. You're saving money and you still have that convenience. And speaking about preparing your own meals, upping your culinary skills is a wonderful way to use your time and energy. I know many of us go out to eat because we want to try different things. I think that's great, but if you get a good cookbook or even get something off of Netflix, you can get the basics of cooking fairly easy. If you're looking for some recommendations, anything from Jamie Oliver is really good. They're quick and easy meals. Again, you can adjust it to what you want. If you're a complete novice, two books I suggest, either How to Cook Everything by Mark Bittman or 4-Hour Chef by Tim Ferriss. Bittman's book goes into great detail and breaks down each essential cooking technique, and there are a ton of recipes. I don't think you'll be able to cook all of them. On the other hand, what I liked about Tim Ferriss's style is that he has these lessons bunched up where you're cooking recipes and learning several different skills at the same time. You can impress your friends and learn something new, which is a win in my book. I hope those tips help you if you're looking for ways to save money. And if you have any ideas on how we can cut back on expenses and still have a good time, please send them in and I'll include them in the show notes. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Every tweet, Facebook like, and pin gets the word out. Thank you for your support. Next episode, we're switching from spending to saving, specifically the world of nonprofits. Dorothea Kelly shares how you can have a bigger impact on your community. And she also takes us behind the scenes on starting a nonprofit. If you don't want to miss that, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site at couplemoneypodcast.com so you can grab the show from whatever service app you prefer. And if you enjoyed the podcast and find it helpful, could you please leave a review? It takes about a minute, but it's a huge help and would get the word out on Couple Money. I'd like to be able to help others build up their marriage and net worth. Thank you so much again for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.